Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Views. The best consumer is an educated consumer. That's why my friends at Olin Plumbing tell you to go ahead and do your research. Bring them in. Because I'm telling you, these people do great work. I've had Olin Plumbing in my house. I still continue to bring them out to do things. And if you look online, they have over 500 five-star reviews. And, of course, people are going to leave some bad reviews. But Mr. Olin, he goes right after the bad reviews, contacts the people, gets in there, and makes it right. They actually care about their customers. When they send people out to your house, they're sending plumbers out there, not salesmen, to try and upgrade your work that you haven't done. It's Olin Plumbing. All you need to do is go to PlumbersTampa.com. That's PlumbersTampa.com. Tampa.com. There's going to be a point where you're scrambling and you're trying to find a plumber. Mark it on your page. PlumbersTampa.com. It is Olin Plumbing. Tell Mike how to say it.
They turn your broken glass into cold, hard cash. Autoglass America, 813-96-GLASS.
This is board-certified civil trial lawyer Jack Gordon. A lot of lawyers are hardworking and aggressive, but only board-certified lawyers are specialists. I specialize in jury trials involving medical malpractice and injury claims. For expert representation, call Manny and Gordon. Visit us at fightnegligence.com.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Law Radio, only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Autoglass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It's a Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Galvin and I were just talking about something off the air that you made me want to just bring up. Every sports team that has the national anthem done beforehand on a regular basis that plays a bunch of games has, like the Rangers had a guy forever, and I think the Chicago had a guy, and we are lucky to have Sonya Bryson here. I think she does the best job at the national anthem, and I have a sense of pride when she sings because they bring the military out there. They have the military color guard. Then they salute. I think that's a great thing that the Lightning do to salute the veterans that are here from MacDill. They'll bring in a guy who's 80-some years old, tell you where he served, and give him the proper hero's treatment. I think that's wonderful. And then Sonya sings the national anthem. I had the best, this is the gayest thing ever, but I went to the game with my kids and my wife, and when it was time to sing the national anthem, everybody stood up. So I picked my daughter up, and I put her so she could stand on the seat back in front of me.
Okay.
So she could see over the people.
Right.
So she was standing there and kind of just, like, leaning on me. And I made sure that my son knew years ago when he was younger to take his hat off and put his hand up. And
right.
My daughter puts her hand on her heart and starts singing the national anthem. Oh. We never taught it. So she must have learned it in school.
Yeah.
But it was the most adorable guy.
Or she learned it from going to the Lightning games with you guys so much.
She doesn't go that much.
But she does go.
We have been horrible parents this year. We went to a lot of games without the kids.
But you do take your son more than your daughter.
Yes.
But your daughter has gone. And I'm just saying, kids pick up on that stuff, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
And so it's probably one of those things, like, she's heard it a few times, and she probably knows, like, the melody, so.
She's going to this magic school because last night she also played Toy Story's You Got a Friend in Me. And acted the whole thing out with sign language.
Mm.
Now, granted, I don't know sign language, so she might have been fooling us.
Okay.
But even that would be very impressive. I would be more impressed if when it was over and she was doing all this and we were like, oh, my God. And a deaf person was like, that's not sign language.
Yeah.
She just made that up. I would be totally impressed.
I know she
that.
Learned that from you because you've been telling her that you can do magic and all these things and lift cars.
Yes.
So now
and now she knows how to fool people.
It's probably true. Yeah.
Just act confident.
She really does think that I can do. I have her believing that I could lift planets.
Yeah.
And she'll go because she'll ask me questions like, "Who can you lift the house?" And I go, "Of course, I can lift the house." You want me to do it right now? And she'll be like, yeah. And I'll go, well, I can't do it now because the roof will fall off. And then she's like, well, I don't want the roof to fall off. I go, well, stop asking questions.
How are you going to sleep with no roof?
So I taught her a thing or two. Do you know comedian Spanky Brown?
Spanky Brown, I do, yeah.
We've never had him on the show.
Yeah.
And we never will.
Right.
He died.
Oh,
Spanky I know. Brown. I mean, a lot of people loved him and Spanky liked Brown. Him. I didn't know him, but I saw over the weekend that he passed away.
He had been here quite a bit. I know. He played
Yeah, Tampa he played Sizeboarders yeah. all the time. That's how I found out about it from one of our social media accounts, but we never had him on, I don't
Why?
Think. I don't know. Sometimes you just don't. You look at somebody and you go, that guy's like, he's not going to work out with us.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just. Spanky Brown, maybe that's why his name.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of times there'll be people who are hilarious comedians who are not good on the radio. I'm not saying Spanky Brown wouldn't have been good. Oh, yeah. We just never had the opportunity to find out.
Well, I remember there was two comedians that you didn't want to have on because they were on Chelsea Handler, and I told you, you got to have them on.
Yes.
Josh Wolf being one of them. I was yes, like, you will
who I loved.
Yeah, I was like, you will like him just because he's on Chelsea Handler. Don't count that against him.
Who was the other one?
Joe Coy.
Yeah, he's
but that was because of Bert. And,
yeah.
But also Handler.
But the other thing is that I also know that I don't always know best. Yeah. Thank you for knowing that that's not true.
Carmen's leaking again.
Was your pig peeing in the rain?
Okay, so our animals are so spoiled. We have a little cover, like we have the pool that has like the netting over it right. or whatever, but we also have a little.
Do you have a screen enclosure or you have net over your?
Oh, a screen enclosure. I don't know. I've never owned a home.
Oh, you're like you have a safari?
Yeah.
We just put fishing net up there.
Yeah. No, we have a screen enclosure, but there's also part of the house, like a little roof that comes over, like a little deck part, you know?
A little overhang.
Yeah. And so our animals are so spoiled. They won't go out in the rain to use the bathroom, so they go use the bathroom under the netting, or under the roof. But as soon as they're done peeing, they run out and go play in the rain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They just don't want to be disturbed where they're going?
Pigs peeing on the carpet.
Well, yeah, but it's the indoor-outdoor carpet, but we're pulling that up. We don't.
It didn't look like carpet. It looked like rubber matting.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to pull it up.
Yeah.
It's just we're trying to put the fence in and stuff first.
Interesting.
For Kenny, but yeah,
that's where Carmen goes too when it's raining.
Yep.
Do you know you were a bartender for a long time? You know those rubber mats that you put behind the bar?
Yeah,
those thick rubber mats. Yes. You know, some of them.
Those are the ones that they put in the cold thing and they keep breaking. You already told us.
Burn.
Oh my god. Burn.
No, but that's what you're gonna say, right? Yeah, you already told
us. No.
Wait, what cold thing? Tell me.
Where he goes to get his knee done.
Yeah.
Did I already tell you that?
Yeah. They have those down and they keep freezing. And
so you got to keep, they got to get new ones.
That was obvious.
Yeah. Oh, can we go?
Yeah.
Can I go with you?
No, let's go tomorrow.
Okay. My knee. I really need it.
Oh, so, can I go? My ankle.
They say when you go to stand close to the person.
Okay. I got the MRI done and nothing tore, which is good,
mm-hmm.
in my bad knee, but I do have some.
Freeze it.
Yeah.
Freeze it. I'm telling you, I feel great. I went up the stairs the other day. The guys came over and finished hanging my guitars, and they're like, come up and take a look. And I'm like, all right. And then I went up there. I was like, wow, this actually feels a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks good. My upstairs looks like the Hard Rock Cafe.
Do you go upstairs a lot? Because all your rooms are downstairs. Oh, you sleep upstairs.
Yeah. During the week, I do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
When my wife kicks me out, I have to go upstairs.
Oh,
so I
man.
Just leave, start out there.
Yeah. You got to get one of those little bzzz.
Dude,
I told her. I go, how old do I have to be before we get one of those chairs that takes me upstairs?
Those things take really long, though.
I'm not
have you ever seen them?
I'll sleep on the chair.
I tweeted out the other day, a guy said that their dog had arthritis, and it was like a bulldog. He goes, so I built him a bus, and it's a chair, but it looks like a bus, and he gets on it at the top and bzzz,
yep.
rides it down, and then the front opens.
And he comes out?
And he just goes down a ramp. Oh,
great.
It was the best.
That's great. Yeah, no, I don't, I sleep up there during the week.
Yeah.
It's great because I can keep it ice cold.
Yeah.
And then
I had people up there.
I had people stay at my house this weekend, so I was like, where do I go?
Well, because my knee, I had to keep it like straight, and so like, you know, our bed is really cramped with two animals and then us.
Yeah.
So I started sleeping in my bed, which is the guest bed in the back, so I could, you know, be comfortable. I love sleeping
right,
by my...
All right.
Oh, my... I forgot. I thought I liked cuddling. Yeah. I don't think I like cuddling.
No,
I love it. Oh, it is so comfortable back there. No, and there's, like, no animals, like, moving around to wake me up.
Yep.
I'll sleep through the whole night. This is a brand new... Holy moly.
I thought you were looking better these days.
Yeah.
Peeing outside and sleeping by yourself.
Yeah,
way to go.
All right, let's play a little Sparkle. Here we go.
One, two, three, Sparkle!
Who won yesterday?
I did.
Spanish club yesterday.
We crushed Will, so don't even worry about it. We helped
with his high IQ.
Yeah. I was like, does Will want to play? Will goes, I have pretty high IQ. And I go, okay, you're in.
Yeah.
I go, that's all it took was for you to say that.
All right. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Got one line you're playing for.
I'm going to win today for line one.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick. Galvin's playing for you. Did I ruin a streak by taking off on Monday?
Yes, you did.
How many
did
I have?
You had a one.
Five, I think, didn't
no.
I?
No.
Well, you weren't
seven?
Here.
You had two
seven
wins.
In a row?
Yeah, two wins.
You weren't here, so if you win, doesn't it pick back up?
No.
It doesn't matter. Spanish one ruined everything. What line, Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What is your name?
Joe.
All right, Joe. Spanish is playing for you. I'll take line five. Hi, who is this?
Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. I'm playing for you, sir. Please hold. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Very well, thank you. How's everything going?
Are you coming to the brunch on Saturday?
Well, nobody bid on me, so you know I don't.
No,
know.
No,
that's
no,
a prom.
It's the brunch, not the prom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You got to come to the prom too.
I do.
You can come as my threesome.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Saturday's Eddie V's.
Yeah, we get wasted.
Okay.
I'm bartending.
You're bartending?
Yeah.
Then I'm definitely.
Don't
on.
Worry, I know how to make a gin gimlet. Whatever
Tom
you want.
Collins.
It's an old fashioned.
A grasshopper.
I'm looking for an old fashioned.
I do make a very good old fashioned.
He does make a good old fashioned.
Yeah, that's what I would
he
like.
He gives a good old fashioned.
then I'm definitely
while you're
in
drinking
that.
It.
Complimentary old fashions, I'm in.
I am going and I'm going to partake in some day drinking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Day drinking is the way to go.
I'm not going to get wasted like Spanish said.
We're getting wasted.
Like Spanish from a 90s rap video.
I make a hell of a Bloody Mary, too.
See?
Oh,
yeah.
See? Oh. Season it nice.
Bloody Marys are for Sundays.
We're getting wasted.
And Saturdays.
Nope.
Yeah. Bloody Marys are for day drinking.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Mimosas for us princesses are for day drinking.
The way to go for day drinking is Bloody Marys with a beer back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What am I? What are we wearing to this thing? Do you have to be fancy?
You're
not
fancy, but you should look nice.
Nah.
I wore a jacket last time. I don't want to wear a jacket this time.
No, I'm bartending, so I'm easy. Breezy.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, I was thinking like a dress.
Oh, my God.
Like a sundress.
Yeah. I'm not
going to
wear a sundress.
Huh?
No.
Mike doesn't wear sundresses.
It could be the right color.
All right. What are we playing?
Okay, today we're going to play, can you answer these general trivia questions intended for a college audience?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Very simple.
I went to college.
Did
once,
you?
Twice.
I've been in an audience.
Guess who's back in college?
You?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
UCF,
she's
baby.
Back again.
Go
yeah.
Knights.
UCF. You jumped schools, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I'm at a real university now.
Oh, my God.
My brother and sister-in-law both went to UCF.
Really?
Yeah.
The idea that you are the only person on this show with a college degree blows my mind and removes all faith in the education
hey.
System. Yes.
Listen, I can get us cheap tickets to the games now. I'm just saying they went undefeated last year. You guys want to go?
I wouldn't go to the game if they let me play a couple of downs.
All right.
Really?
No. Spanish has a ACD, which is a assumptive college degree.
You got two, Galvin.
Do not give him.
Magna cum dummy over here.
That's right.
All right. General trivia, college audience. Here we go. First one. What is the half of the planet located above and below the equator called?
Hemisphere.
Mike. Marty McFly is
Back to the Future.
Mike. The medulla.
Jaw.
Mouth.
The cerebellum.
Cerebellum.
Cerebellum. And the cerebrum are all parts of what body part?
Your brain.
Yes. You already answered.
I know.
Okay.
I thought he was wrong.
Brain. What unit of currency is used in Japan?
Yen.
Galvin.
I thought it was China.
Me too.
In the Shrek movies, what kind
Donkey.
Of creatures are Shrek
ogre.
And Fiona? Yes, ogre. Mike. What dish accompanies the ham in the classic Dr. Seuss
Green
children's
Green.
Book? Mike. What member of the Black Eyed Peas shares her new name?
Fergie.
Yes. What did you say? Apple.
With the Duchess of York.
No, British royal family.
Close.
You're over there.
So you got that one right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Fergie. Carrie Underwood, Taylor Hicks, Ruben
American
Studdard,
Idol.
Mike.
I want to go to this college.
Yeah, right?
Right?
What is the first book of the Old Testament?
Genesis.
Galvin. In what city were the 2012 Summer Olympics held?
Beijing.
Rio.
2012.
Sochi.
No. London.
Ah.
London. Name either of the authors of the Communist Manifesto.
Communist.
Communist.
Mark.
Mark. You said Marx? Yeah, okay. Don't.
Who is the other one?
I just didn't hear you. Ingalls. Frederick Ingalls.
Wilder. Okay.
What actress was dumped as Shia LaBeouf's girlfriend in the third...
Fox.
Yes. Galvin. There are three main types of clouds. The high...
Cumulus.
Cumulus. Galvin. What TV show, which is no longer on the air, spun off sequels with the subtitles Special Victims Unit,
Law and Order.
Galvin. What country lost the finals in the 2014 Men's FIFA World Cup?
Brazil.
Manchester United.
What country?
England.
No, Argentina.
You fooled me. Ah,
I was so close.
Yeah. Which famous empire fell in 476 AD when its leader was deposed?
Byzantine.
By a Germanic tribesman named Odoacer.
Oh, Odoacer. Caesar.
No, Roman Empire.
Yeah,
Empire. But you got to listen to the question.
I'm losing it halfway through when she starts going derailed. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I read that one. Yeah.
You got me on Communist Manifesto because I had to correct you before I could say the answer.
I'm sorry, these lashes.
Are we halfway through yet?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oh, my God. Come on.
The score right now, I am in last with 2. Galvin is in second with 5. Michael, you are leading by 1 with a total of 6.
Okay. Plenty of questions. In 1959, the last two states entered the
Hawaii and Alaska.
Yes. Got them both. I only needed one.
There you go.
There are three types of rock, igneous, sedimentary, and this type, named because... it comes from changing one of the other two types.
Metamorphic.
Mike. What is the Latin term for a blank slate? What is the Latin term for a blank slate?
Blankus slatus.
Tabula rasa.
Right.
Name any country that is on the island of Borneo. What does I say?
Malaysia.
Tasmania.
What'd you say?
Malaysia.
Spanish. Hey. Indonesia.
My gal Spanish.
Indonesia, Malaysia, or Borneo is what I was looking for. What German term named after its innovator is given to a lighter than air balloon mode of transportation?
Hindenburg.
Luftwaffe.
Oh, no.
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Mike. Sorry.
Slowing it down.
Upstate.
Slowing it down.
Upstate New York has a series of lakes, including
Catskills,
Seneca Lake, and Saiga Lake, that are together named what slender body part that matches the shapes of the lake?
Leg lakes.
Finger lakes.
Yes.
Finger lake, yes. We are in the last 3.
Galvin gives me encouragement. Come on.
The score right now, I am in last with 3. Galvin in second with 5. Michael crushing it, leading by 5 with a total of 10.
All right. The game of Monopoly is based on the street.
Atlantic City.
Mike.
This is the worst college ever. Was this UCF this is from?
No. It's a very good school. To go... Cameron and Nauru are all now independent countries. At one point, they were all colonies of what country?
What were they?
Togo, Cameroon.
You said to go.
I did. Because it's literally T-O-G-O.
All right. Togo.
Togo.
Cameroon.
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 Africa.
Cameroon and Nauru.
Uh-huh. We're all part of Wakanda.
India.
Germany.
Right.
And the last one.
Buttermilk biscuits.
we're getting breakfast. which famous Dutch painter and...
There you go.
Yeah?
Hans... Oh.
Man, UCF's doing you good.
just...
You have to read the Communist Manifesto in Borneo.
Last year was my first day. Leave me alone.
You better start studying.
Listen.
Final score?
The final score, Michael, you were crushing it. You had 11. Galvin in second with 6. I was in last with 3.
3. Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news, John wants you back.
Carmen's boss?
No.
Oliver boss.
She's a problem solver. And where's your Superman now?
Oh, no. All right, we got news with Galvin. We shall do that next. It's Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Download the 102.5 The Bone app now to listen to the most recent episode of Drew Garabo Live. It replays 24/7, so you have no excuse to miss anything. 102.5 The Bone.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.